From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's a sign of autumn for art lovers. Mailboxes stuffed with brochures for new seasons of music, dance, and theater. But many arts patrons have cut their subscriptions. And as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, the organizations themselves are trimming their offerings.
Since last year, New York State's Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra has lost 900 donors and hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money and endowment funds. Charlie Owens, the orchestra's CEO, had to cut staff and freeze salaries.
But that wasn't quite enough to bring the budget into balance.
So a few weeks ago, Owens wrote to the orchestra's nearly 10,000 subscribers. He said the season they'd signed up for had changed dramatically.
Mahler Fifth Symphony, of course, is one of the great titanic works of the late Romantic period.
But it requires great masses of musicians to play it, and that the symphony can no longer afford.
So we replaced that with a Mozart symphony, which, of course, creates something, a very different experience.
Swapping expensive pieces for cheap ones. Reluctantly disinviting famous and expensive guest artists that look better on marquees than on ledger sheets. So the story goes at thousands of U.S. arts organizations, such as Manhattan's Dance Theater Workshop.
We normally program September through June, and I cut the season so that we're programming September through March.
Andrea Scholler runs the Center of Contemporary Dance, where usually she brings 7 to 10 international artists to the city. This year, only 4. But such woes pale in comparison to Fort Worth's Metropolitan Classical Ballet Company in Texas. It slashed its entire season, except for the ever-popular Nutcracker. Retreating to old war horses is a trend across the arts world, says Mike Daisy.
Looking at the announcements coming from theaters this season across the country, there are exceptions, but on the whole, it's incredibly disappointing.
Right now, Daisy is touring a show, a monologue called How Theater Failed America. No sets, no costumes, obviously a one-man cast. He was nice not to be offended when I asked him if bookings are up. Not really, he said. Theaters are leaning towards predictable revivals, like The Music Man, and You Can't Take It With You.
And the saddest part of this is that it doesn't even work.
Playing it safe does not bring in new audiences, Daisy warns, and there's nothing worse than boring them. The economy tanked right when the Los Angeles Opera Company was preparing its most expensive production ever, a full-blown production of Wagner's The Ring Cycle.
I would call it a very contemporary, edgy, thoroughly unconventional staging of the opera.
Stephen Rowntree is the LA Opera's CEO. He says they decided not to back down on the $30 million production.
Our own board, I think, had some sweaty palms for a while.
But they came up with what may be a very canny strategy. It involved layoffs, reduced operating costs, and cutting other performances. But a ring cycle can attract thousands of fans from all over the world. They're known as ring nuts, and the competition for them has dwindled. At least one other ring has already been canceled in the U.S. this year. Still, Rowntree says he'll be spending this season perched on the edge of his seat. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.